Dreamscape presents A Kiss from the Past by Kelly Kane, narrated by Joy Bihari and Chance Smulders. Chapter 1. Nichelle. Whoever said Saturdays were meant for sleeping in obviously never belonged to a sorority. The room was buzzing with excitement at getting together after a single month of being apart. It's not like there wasn't a whole shredding project the Saturday before. Almost half the chapter of Omega Kappa Omega worked the parking lot as random folks freely dropped off their personal documents. Whew, just the memory of dragging recycling cans around on that hot day had Nichelle grabbing a cool water along with some grapes off the back table of snacks.
Sorors, please have a seat. It's 10 on the dot.
Nichelle's mother, slash graduate chapter president, was more timely than anyone had a right to be, a constant clash with her laid-back daughter. Everyone made it to their seats, still chattering, but at a lower rumble than before. Nichelle took a seat near the front of the classroom-style room, since she'd have to present her report later. They followed the agenda to a T, including the allotted time for each item, old business, new business, adopting the previous meeting minutes, etc. Her mother was dressed to the nines, decked out in their sorority colors of navy blue and silver. Her tutu would have seemed inappropriate on any other woman of a certain age, but Betty Sampson pulled it off with her thin frame and wrinkle-free dark reddish-brown skin, something Nichelle definitely didn't inherit from her mother. She had a more athletic build, thanks to her love of basketball, and her skin was peach-colored. When it was time for the graduate advisor reports, Nichelle stacked the mess she'd made on the seat next to her. When she first got there, she'd collected several stapled papers, small bags of paraphernalia and trinkets from this soror and that one to pass along to the young women on campus and her plate with what was left of her grapes.
Sora Nichelle Sampson, please come forward.
Her mother sat in her chair next to the podium. To her mom's right was Amanda, Nichelle's closest friend and fellow professor who served as the chapter vice president and program chairman. And next to her was the secretary busy tapping on her laptop, capturing the meeting minutes. Nichelle headed to the podium, conscious of her uncovered legs as she went. She intentionally wore a longer skirt, but they wouldn't go unnoticed. Thank you, Madam Basilis.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?